U.S. and other foreign forces have been deployed in Afghanistan for almost 5 years now. Their presence has an effect on the local economy. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul on an unusual market that may be one of the unforeseen byproducts of American military deployment.
The first thing you notice as you enter a narrow alley lined with shops are crates of Gatorade stacked up in store windows, alongside boxes full of American military rations known as MREs. At one stand, called the Mumtaz Shop, Indian pop music blares and a torn SpongeBob SquarePants doll hangs in the doorway. Inside, the shelves are crammed with secondhand electronics and toiletries, mini iPods, Nintendo PlayStation controllers, Operation Enduring Freedom coffee mugs, dandruff shampoo, an American flag pen drive with the slogan, "These colors don't run," and even a bottle of foot powder with the name Johnson written in marker on its yellow plastic. The shopkeeper, Nizam Medin, says all his goods come from the American soldiers stationed at the U.S. airbase in Bagram, some half hour's drive away.
Yes, they use it, and they are the trash. When they just put it in the trash, then the boys bring them to us.
Jawad, another shopkeeper here, says this market specializes in goods scavenged from the U.S. military. Hence the name.
What's the name of this bazaar?
Nami Bazaar, yes, name.
Bazaar Bush.
Bush Bazaar.
Why?
Because the stuff that are sold here, they're all American stuff. They're foreign stuff, and they come from Bagram. That's why it's called Bush Bazaar.
At the Bush Bazaar, Jawad has the distinction of owning the only shop that's selling both a stationary bicycle and a Stairmaster.
How much for a Stairmaster?
$1,000.
With the exception of the Stairmaster, which appears to have been stolen, Jawad says most of the goods he sells are leftover rations dumped by American military units when they leave the country. The majority of the Afghan shoppers here come to buy juice, canned fruit, and soap. 25-year-old Haroon just purchased several tubes of skin moisturizer. He says he comes here once a week.
They've got very good quality. For example, they are made in America or they are made for America. Whereas in bazaar here in Kabul, we've got usually Chinese and Pakistani stuff, which don't have good quality.
Take a close look, though, and you see much of the food on the shelves has expired. Some of the goods are also counterfeit. In another shop, a mustachioed vendor named Abdul Sattar hawks used combat boots, which he insists are American, even though they have Italian labels.
America, USA.
These are American.
Oh.
The Bush Bazaar is only 3 years old, but locals say there was a similar market here in the 1980s, at the time of the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. It sold Russian goods, and it was called the Brezhnev Bazaar. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.